stimulate the focusing power of your eyes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Stimulate the focusing power of your eyes. How often have we said, oh, I can't see this, oh, I can't see that? How often have we said, oh, my eyesight is getting bad, oh, I'm over 40, oh, all of these other things that we say? How often have we said that and empowered that condition to exist in our life? We have probably done that far more often than we want to give ourselves credit for doing it, but we do. Now, how often have we done that? We have done that more than we need to do. Today is a day of us to look at our life and say, we're going to put a new cause in motion. We're going to stimulate the focusing power of our eyes. And this could be said for anything. We're going to stimulate the focusing power of our happiness, the focusing power of our joy, the focusing power of our wealth, the focusing power of whatever it is that is important to us. And we stimulate the focusing power by focusing on what it is that we choose to have, not what it is that we choose not to have. So, to stimulate the focusing power of my eyes, I think about my eyes. Now, contrary to what I might think, that I'm going to exercise my eyes, and I'm going to train my eyes, and I'm going to treat my eyes like they are a muscle, and I'm going to make them work great challenges for me, I'm going to remember what has been done in the scientific laboratories relative to the ability to play basketball. Now, this is done by scientists. They have placed two teams in a position. They're going to play basketball and as opposing teams. And one team was placed in a semi-darkened room, and the team was told that for 1 week they were going to meet in the semi-darkened room for 1 hour, and they were going to practice basketball. They're going to play games of basketball in their mind. They're going to dribble perfectly, they're going to do everything perfectly, and they're going to do it more wonderfully. Now, the other team was put on the field, and they practiced in the field doing all their wonderful plays that they made, and they did quite nicely. Well, when the day of the game came, it was found that those who had practiced in their mind were superior to those who had practiced on the field, because in their mind they did not create themselves making any mistakes. They created themselves doing perfect shots, perfect dribbles, perfect going around with their basketball. Now, there's another examination that was given to people, and these people were people who were told that they were going to do a certain exercise. And this exercise was going to strengthen their muscles so that they could accomplish great skills. And as they were given this test, and it was a scientifically conducted test with all the blind forms that they use, one group of people did weightlifting. They did lift-ups and so forth, and they could do great, wonderful things. They did it for 1 month. And the other group of people were told to do it in their minds only, and that in their minds they were lifting. Now, in their minds, as they were starting to train, they thought this is the stupidest thing in the world, to lift in your thought only. And they said, I can't lift those things. Those things are too heavy for me. There's no way I can do it. Now, the people who were training in weightlifting, they were saying the same things. And they were saying, well, what good is this weightlifting going to do to me? I'm not any good right now. It's going to take me a long time, if ever, to have the strength to do these things. Well, the people who did the weightlifting consistently were able to lift a certain amount of weights easily and quickly. Now, the people who did this mentally, at first they thought it was a joke. And they thought, surely, how can you ever develop a physical skill by a mental attitude? And they fought it at first, and as they fought it, they finally gave up. And they decided, okay, if this is what I'm expected to do, that's what I'm expected to do. And so they tried to lift. They didn't try to lift. They mentally lifted the things they were asked to lift. Mentally, they were reaching down and picking up 5-pound weights, 10-pound weights, 20-pound weights. They were picking these things up, and easier and easier. It was very easy because mentally they could see that they were doing it. Mentally, they were seeing that the accomplishment could be done. And when it came time for testing, they were able to lift more easily and more gracefully and more powerfully than the people who had trained with weights to do these things in a physical way. Now you say, that's illogical. And that's exactly what the people thought who were training with their mind. And that's exactly what you think when you're training with your mind. If I say to you, you're a genius, you say, ho, 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 don't I wish. If I say to you, you're brilliant, you say, that's a nice daydream, but it's hardly true. If I say to you, you are so brilliant, you're so wonderful, you're so fantastic, you're so glorious, and you say, oh, that guy loves me, he really thinks I'm wonderful, and that's how wonderful, golly Moses, you know. And you have this incredulous attitude. Well, now, this very incredulous attitude that we have is the very thing that is keeping us from accomplishing the great and wonderful things that we do and can do. Now, there are many people in this world who go out and do wonderful things. And when they begin these wonderful things, they don't think of themselves as being unable to do it. They think of themselves, hey, that sounds interesting. That sounds like it'd be fun. That sounds challenging. That sounds uplifting. And as they approach all things in life from that point of view, they find they have skills that they never realized they have. They have ability that they never realized they have. They have the capacity that they never realized they had. It's like the woman who lifted the car off a child who was just a frail, normal woman who did not have any particular strength to do such a thing, but the need was there, and she did not think she could not do it. She just did it because it had to be done. And so, in our doing, if we can get over the incredulity, if we can get over the belief that it can't be done, and get on to the belief that, hey, this is the most natural thing in the world. It has to be done. I can do it. I don't even think of doing it. I just do it. I don't even think of doing it. I just do it. And when I don't think of doing it and just do it, I can do it beautifully. One of our young friends is good at tennis. And in playing tennis, she gets out on the court, and she wham-bangs that ball, and she wants to kill the ball, and by her very dominant nature, she's going to win the game. But in the process, she lost interest in the game, because the game was now a threat to her, and it was not a fun to her. And her brother, who is quite different and yet quite good also, he went out and played the game, and he went out and won the game. But he won the game because he was having fun. And he was just doing all the magical things that he could do. He was acting like a silly kid and just doing things. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. And he won. And he won. Now, why did he win? Because he was more skillful than his sister? Or did he win because he was just having fun? Did she win because she was mentally slaughtering the other person and killing the other person and telling the other person that she was superior to them, and they folded, they buckled under to her mental attitude? Well, truly, yes, that's what it was. Because though her game was good, she mentally destroyed the other player, and the other player didn't enjoy the game at all. They didn't like to play with her. They didn't like to play in her presence because she was such a threat to everyone whom she played with. Now, what about you? Are you using the mental powers that you have to their highest and greatest and most fantastic quality? Are you stimulating the focusing power of your eyes? Oh, hey, we sort of missed that word when we first read that sentence. Stimulating the focusing power of your eyes. The focusing power of your eyes. Now, when you are frustrated and nervous, you are tense and you are unable to do things happily and harmoniously. So, you take a deep breath, and you let it all out, and you relax, and you just sort of let your whole attitude relax. And when you do, you open your eyes, and it's as though you've opened your eyes on an entirely new world. You've opened your eyes on an entirely new world because you have gone through the process necessary to accomplish perfect vision. You have relaxed. You have relaxed your mind. You have relaxed your body. You have relaxed your eyes. You have relaxed everything about you. And in that very relaxation, you have perfect focus. When we were on board ship during the Second World War, we had to look out and see what other ships might be on the horizon. And we had to see them at the earliest possible moment. And as we would look at the horizon, we'd see nothing. Then we were taught to look just above the horizon. Just above the horizon. And when you do that, you see so perfectly. And so we learned to see ships that others couldn't see because they looked at the horizon for the ships. We looked above the horizon. And the peripheral aspect of our vision looked on the horizon and saw the ships. We live here at the Absolute Monastery, our 104 acres high in the mountains of Southern California. And as I sit on one of the benches and I look out across the broadness of the valleys and the hills and the mountains that surround us, some 20 miles in the distance is Boulevard, is a place where the Indian reservation has their gambling hall. And though I can't see it, I see the lights at night of the hall. But what I can see is a rim across the mountain tops there, 20 miles or better away, and there are 30 windmills, giant windmills, standing there on the mountain, gathering in all the native forests of nature. And when I looked at the windmills sometimes, I really didn't see them too well. And when I remembered what I had learned in the Navy, then I lifted up my eyes just a little bit above the mountaintops, and all of a sudden, all the windmills came in perfect glory. It was as though I had a pair of binoculars, and I was looking at those windmills and seeing them beautifully and perfectly. And as I would look at them, when there was a haze, they came in more clearly when I looked just above. When I looked at the sunrise or sunset with different glows on the windmill, each took on a different flavor. It was just beautiful, just beautiful. But it just is a positive reminder to me that I can focus beautifully if I want to, and I stimulate the focusing power of my eyes by not stimulating them, by so to speak, ignoring them by just using them gently. Oh, is that right? I find myself reading books oftentimes, and then I find, hey, I shouldn't be able to do that. And sometimes Ingeborg will come up and give me a tiny prescription to read, and I'll read it. Or I'll take the dictionary, and I'll be sitting there, and I will just relax and look at the dictionary, and lo and behold, I can read all of the tiny print. And at another moment, I can't read it. Now, why is it that one moment I can and another moment I can't? Well, the reason is that I'm stimulating the focusing power of my eyes by relaxing. I'm stimulating the focusing power of my world by relaxing. I have the potential of being the genius that I am when I stop trying, when I just let it be. These people who played basketball against people who practiced on the course, and they had only practiced in their minds and were superior, did they have the physical skills? Did they have the mental skills? Did they have all these things? Well, what did they have? They practiced in their mind, and they never made a mistake because they could allow themselves in their mind to do it perfectly. As all of us know, our armchair strategists, we can sit back and look at somebody else doing something, and we can tell them exactly how they should have done it or how they should do it. But when we are ourselves on the firing line, and we must stand there and be counted for when we make our own decisions, it's a little different story. Now, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a different story. It can be the same, really, attitude that we like ourselves, we're relaxed, we're at peace, and lo and behold, we can do it beautifully and wonderfully, and we do. Try these things in your life today, because I know they work for me, and you might as well enjoy them too. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you eternally.